to meet the men from the ministry. We present Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler in The Men from the Ministry, a weekly tribute to the men of our government service, men who file everything carefully. If you give them any work, you'll always get a cross reference. In the General Assistance Department, two senior executives peer at the papers in front of them. They're studying some interesting figures.
Look at this month. The statistics are quite amazing.
Yes. I'd say she's 38, 23, 36.
This is the best calendar we've ever had.
Yeah. Well, it's certainly more interesting than your usual one. Kittens in a basket.
Mind you, I missed the poem. Still, this young lady's got a remarkable physique.
Yes, but too, I must say that swimming costume's a bit, isn't it? I mean, imagine meeting a girl in a costume like that.
I'll tear it off.
Yeah, strip it.
There's a page, I mean. Then we can see the girl for the following month.
No. You've already got us 6 months in advance. I don't know whether I'm picking up my summer holidays or my winter flu break.
Sorry, Mum.
And incidentally, I hate to say this too, but we'll have to get on with some work. Otherwise, we shan't get off for the weekend for Thursday.
I suppose you're right. What's it to be? More equipment checks for the Navy?
That's it, yes.
I must say, I felt a fool yesterday wearing that frogman's suit and standing in our fire bucket.
Still, we established it was waterproof. Well, I mean, the bucket was, anyway. Yeah.
Did you solve that problem about the anchors getting rusty?
Of course. Yes, I did a bit of research and soon found the reason. They were putting them in water, you know. Oh, yes, I recommended that the practice be discontinued.
Good thinking, Ron.
Yes.
Ah, but here's what I'm looking forward to testing. The new Mark IV hammock.
General Assistance Department. Lennox Brown speaking.
Pitkin here. What are you dealing with at the moment? The Ministry of Defense have got a bigger job for you. Something to do with a submarine. You're to go over there at noon and get the details from Vice Admiral Guffey.
Sir Gregory's rather short today.
How can you tell over the phone?
Oh, don't be silly, too, please. Now, I'm off to the Ministry of Defense. I've got an appointment at 12.
But it's only just across the road. It won't take you an hour to get there.
Ah, it will if I go via St. James's Park.
I see. You're going to feed the ducks.
Yes. Ah, yes, yes. They look forward to seeing me, Una. Especially Esmeralda. Mm. Oh, as soon as I appear, up she'll come. Little feet turned out, chest popped up, backside waggling. I've never seen anything like it.
Excuse me, sir.
Oh, I don't know, though. Ah, Mildred, yes. Have you got the tea on that tray?
Well, some of it, but there's quite a lot left in the pot.
I don't think I'll bother. I'll just take a couple of biscuits with me. Thank you. Goodbye.
What are you taking them biscuits for, Mr. Lamb?
To give to the birds in St. James's Park. He likes to have them flocking round.
Yeah, some of them office girls don't need much encouragement.
Ellie, why don't you have your 11s in here?
Oh, thank you, Mr. Lamb. Will you be mother?
Righto.
Here, Mr. Lamb.
Hmm?
Now we're alone together, there's something I'd like your advice on.
Yes?
It's something, it's rather personal.
Oh, I'm not much good at...
You see, my boyfriend, Bernard, well, he's been on at me to do something, see, and I'm not sure if I should.
I'm hardly the one to... I've never...
You see, he wants me to go on a diet.
It's not as if I... Oh, a diet, I see.
He thinks I'm putting on weight. Would you say I was, well, perhaps a teeny bit fuller in the figure?
Certainly not, Mildred. No, indeed. Anyway, I like big, fat girls. I didn't mean it. No, you're not fat. Good heavens, no. I meant you're... I wish I had a figure like... No, I don't. No, what I'm trying to say is I didn't mean to be rude about your figure. Are you going to hold it against me?
I knew it. I'm a tub.
Absolute rubbish. Perhaps half an inch off here and there and possibly there to balance out.
Well, I'll go on a diet right away as soon as I've eaten this cream donut.
Cream donut?
Yeah, I read about them in a magazine. They're not fattening, cream donuts. They're slimming. Or was it the other way round? Anyway, I'll look it up when I've had it.
I can see you'll never stick to the diet. Exercise, that's what you need. Why don't you join the Civil Service Keep Fit Club?
Oh, not likely. Not while that Mr. Lightfoot's in charge. Tickler Lightfoot, the girls call him.
I've never had any trouble with him. I'll tell you what, though. He's devised a special list of exercises for people who want to lose weight.
Cool. Do you think you could get him for me?
Well, I shouldn't leave my desk. There's a lot of work waiting. Memos, schedules, top priority orders. I'll nip over and get them for you right away. He should be in his office.
A 1, 2, 3, 4. A 1, 2, 3, 4. Up, sideways, down. Up, sideways, down.
Mr. Lightfoot, sorry to interrupt you.
Oh, hello, Lamb. Come in. A 1, 2, 3, 4. Glad to see you back in the gym again.
Actually, I thought this was your office.
Oh, well, yes, but it's easily converted in the coffee break. A 1, 2, 3, 4.
I've come here for some exercises.
Oh, splendid. Jacket off, sleeves rolled up. We'll soon get rid of that flabby fat. Come on.
No, what I meant was... Oh, very well.
A 1, 2, 3, 4. You left our little Keep Fit Club quite suddenly, as I remember.
I did. The vaulting horse was too close to the open window. After I got out of hospital, I rather lost my enthusiasm.
Pity. Skipping on the spot, begin.
Yes, well, I didn't really... salt, mustard, vinegar, pepper. Come for this, you see.
Well, what did you, salt, mustard, vinegar, pepper, come for?
I came for salt, mustard, vinegar, pepper. Oh, just a minute. Look, these exercises aren't for me. They're for a girl from our office.
Slip these boxing gloves on.
Yes, but...
That's it. What? Come on now. 3 fast rounds. And off we go.
Yes, but I... Oh,
you're out of condition. That's your trouble.
Just let me... exercises.
Flabby. Keep your guard up. Up. Oh! Left your stomach wide open. Yes, well, perhaps that's enough of that.
Yes, I think so.
Right, now, onto the trampoline. Up you go. What? That's the way.
Well, but you don't understand. This girl, she's putting on weight, you see, and I told her to get a list of these exercises that you worked out for people who want to reduce. It's not for me. I only mean to... Oh, get me down off this. Get me down. I think I'm going to...
Oh, dear. You missed. You want my list of reducing exercises for this girl, eh? Well, I think there's a copy on my desk. Yes, here we are.
Yes, thank you. Now, I very much go.
Go? Yes. Go? Nonsense. We've only just begun. But, quickly now, pick up these dumbbells.
But,
onto the cycle. One, but, two, three,
you
four.
Don't
one, two, three, four.
Vice Admiral Guppy.
How do you do? I'm Lennox Brown from General Assistance Department.
Come in. Been expecting you. Sit down.
Thank you, Admiral.
You got a problem with some wretched boat. One of the kind that goes under the water.
Submarine?
That's it, submarine. Yes. Lord knows why anyone should want to go under the water. Bad enough on top of it.
Yes,
I went on the water once myself, you know. Well, you have to if you're going in for this sort of job.
Yes, I imagine.
Yes, it's only once, you know. Only once. I hated it sick as a dog. Of course, you get a very nasty swell on the Serpentine.
Dear me.
Yes, you ever been seasick? Well, it's ghastly. You know, I even get a touch of it driving over Waterloo Bridge.
Business.
Yes, anyway, you didn't come here to hear the memoirs of an old sea dog, did you? No, you want to know about this,
Submarine, yes.
Well, she's a scruffy old tub, apparently, but she's just been refitted, so she has to have a series of tests or some such nonsense. We want you to supervise.
Supervise the testing of a submarine?
Yes.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't know where to start. Yes.
No, of course you don't. Who would? But you don't have to do it personally. She's got a crew aboard. All you do is represent the ministry.
Ah, good. Yes, well, as long as I don't have to do anything, I'd be very glad to do it.
Well, you see, some idiots worked out a standard series of maneuvers and exercises for testing submarines. Yes, you. You just have to check that they're carried out.
Yes, I see. Yes.
Now, here's the list of maneuvers. You can take it with you.
Oh, thank you, Admiral, yes. What's to say? Exercise 1, designed to ensure maximum naval flexibility. Oh, dive, nose first, land on bottom... Hands move to rear.
It's a stupid charade, of course, but you... Oh, hello, I've got a cold coming on. Do you know any way to stop a cold?
Old Rudge at the Board of Trade used to chew raw garlic.
Yeah, I think I'd sooner have the cold.
At least I believe it was raw garlic. I never got near enough to ask him. Lonely man.
Well, now then, you'll test this, thing.
Submarine,
will you? Yes, test it. I'm off to lunch with your Sir Gregory.
Yes, very good, Admiral. What's the submarine's name and where is she?
What? Oh, yes, it's down here somewhere. HMS Scampi. Yes, she's in Cardigan Bay waiting for the test.
Oh, good, well, we'll take this list and fly down there tomorrow.
Well, can't you go today and get the wretched tub back into service?
Oh, afraid not, sir. No, no, we're terribly busy in General Assistance Department. The whole place is a hive of activity. Oh, my word, yes. I'm back, too. Mildred? Two. Mildred. Yeah. Oh, dear me, it must be in the inner office. Oh, Mildred, I want you to type out this list of submarine exercises. Mildred? Two. Oh, well, I'm blessed. Where is everybody?
Come on, Lana. The Lone Ranger and Tonto are both out, so we can... Oh, it's the Lone... Mr. Lennox Brown.
Indeed it is, Miss Burfin.
Oh, well, yeah. This is Lana from the tarping pool, sir. We have lunch together.
Do you? Yes. And meantime, the office is left empty?
Oh, it's my fault, really. I came up for Mildred and Tonto. Mr. Lamb hadn't got back.
And where is Tonto?
He went over to see Mr. Lightfoot, sir.
Oh, he did he? Yes. Well, in future, arrange things so the office isn't empty, Mildred. If I'm out, you should be in, unless he's in. In which case, you can be out, especially if I'm in. When you're out and he's not in and I'm out, there's nobody in. Is that clear?
You say so, sir.
Yes. Well, I can't have people sloping off to lunch when there's work to be done.
Well, I'm sorry, sir. Do you want to do some dictation?
Not now, no. I'm off to lunch.
He's a proper little ginger's can when he gets going. Oh, he's harmless. He never gets really stroppy on account of his teeth fall out, see?
Oh, I thought he was wobbling a bit.
Yes. Here, Lan, I went to see the film at the Odeon last night.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it was smashing. There was this Latin bloke, see, and he took this girl in his arms and poured torrents of passionate chat in her lug hole.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And then he sort of tore her blouse off of her shoulder with an oath.
Oh.
He had a sort of flashing light in his eyes.
Did he?
Yeah. It was the manager with a torch. He threw them both out. We had to watch the rotten film after that.
Sounds like interesting.
No, not when you've got rotten work to do. Oh, look at this lot waiting to be typed. The Willesden sewage report, the Finchley bypass scheme, list of exercises.
Exercises? They the ones for reducing your figure?
Oh, yeah. Mr. Lamb must have come back and left them for me while we was out. Oh, good.
Well, why don't you try them out now?
What, here? Oh, no, I couldn't.
Oh, go on.
Oh, no.
Go on.
No. Oh, well, have it your own way. Fatty. Oh, all right then. You read them out for me.
Be a bit of fun.
Here we go. Exercise one. Designed to ensure maximum navel flexibility. Funny place to start. Well, what am I supposed to do? Dive, nose first. Land on bottom. Hands move to rear. Well, I expect they will if I land on me bottom. Dive, nose first. Oh, well, here goes.
Exercise two. Rise slowly, keeping stern higher than nose.
Oh, dear, you must be joking.
Look for signs of strain in pipes and tubes.
I got those all right.
Lie on surface, then go down until 2 feet overhead.
Oh, here, Lam, just a minute. Shut trap.
And pump out forward areas.
Yeah, what?
Move backwards, rotating both stabilizers.
Oh, blimey, I don't know what Mr. Lamb thinks I am. Oh, Lam, Mother must get him back.
I'd never get away from that Lightfoot fellow. I'm back, Mildred. I've got those exercises for you. Mildred. Well, I wonder where everybody is.
Ah, there you are, too. I'm back. I was half expecting to find the office empty again.
Oh?
Too. You've got a black eye. And your hair's all over the place.
I know. It's what I've been doing, you see. It all started because of Mildred's figure. I made a suggestion.
And where is Mildred?
She's not here.
Well, I can see that. Oh, wait a minute. There's a note on her desk. Let's have a look. Dear Mr. Lennox Brown, I have had to go to the sick bay for the lie down. I have ripped my back on account of what Mr. Lamb made me do. Oh, surely, Mildred Murphin?
I don't understand one.
I think I do. You unspeakable bounder.
I didn't do it.
Do what?
I don't know.
It's no good blustering, too. I shall go down to the sick bay and get a full statement from poor Miss Murphy.
But, I don't understand.
It's my duty. The whole matter may well be brought up at the staff meeting next Tuesday.
I don't know what's got into everyone. Fancy flying out of the office like that. Hello?
Oh, Lamb. Pitkin here. Just called to make sure Lennox Brown is getting on with that HMS Scampi business. Where is he?
He flew out, Sir Gregory.
Oh, good. Getting on with the job for once. The Navy will be impressed.
Will they?
Now, when do the exercises start?
Exercises?
This funny old tub of yours. When does she start her exercises?
Oh, those exercises. Fancy you hearing about that. Well, I'm afraid they've been postponed, Sir Gregory.
What?
From what I can gather, she's been involved in some sort of accident.
An accident? Cool. Where is she now?
She's down below. Lying on the bed.
In the bed?
Yes.
Oh, this is terrible. Are there any men down there?
Only Mr. Lennox Brown.
Oh, Lord, he went down personally. Oh, there was no need for that.
He felt it was his duty, Sir Gregory.
And there was an accident. How dreadful. Is there any chance of it being brought up?
Possibly next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday? Well, that's no good. I'll get things moving quicker than that. Leave this to me, Lamb.
What a lot of fuss over Mildred ripping her back.
No time to waste. If Lennox Brown is drowned in office hours, it could set my career back 6 months. Come on.
Combined Ocean Rescue Service, Lieutenant Kane speaking.
Now listen carefully. One of my staff is trapped in a submarine somewhere at the bottom of Cardigan Bay.
What?
I want a full-scale rescue operation mounted immediately. Helicopters, launchers, divers, hovercraft.
Now, let's not swig our champers before we've got the cork out.
What?
Details first, what? Now then, name?
Sir Gregory Pitkin.
I see. And what's this fool Pitkin doing in a submarine?
No. I'm the fool Pitkin. His name is Lennox Brown from General Assistance Department.
General Assistance Department?
Yes.
Oh, ho, ho. One of their chaps called us out last year. A Mr. Lamb.
Oh?
Yes. His clockwork motorboat had sunk in the Round Pond at Hampstead.
Oh.
Only one chap down there, did you say?
Yes. The rest must have got out somehow. Lennox Brown probably stayed behind to help the others out. He was always a bit soft in the head.
And time's running out for him, eh?
Yes.
Better get a move on. Fill out the appropriate form. Now then, what's his grandmother's maiden name on his father's side?
Balderdash.
Ah, one of the Wiltshire balderdashes?
No! Now, look here, Lieutenant. I'll take full responsibility. Get on with it.
Well, too, Mildred here tells me I've misjudged you.
How do you mean, one?
Well, Mr. Lennox Brown thought that you'd, it did look a bit funny, didn't it?
What did?
Yes, well, never mind. Just let's forget the whole ugly misunderstanding.
Righto, one. What ugly misunderstanding?
Oh, just forget it, too. Forget it, forget it.
Yes, forget what?
Oh, I've forgotten. You're all right now, aren't you, Mildred?
Well, I say so.
I've got your slimming exercises here. Where would you like me to put them?
As I haven't got another job to go to, I'd rather not say.
Of course, it's quite amusing, really, you know. Fancy you doing those exercises designed for a submarine.
Oh. Is that what she did?
Oh, aren't you comical? What shall I do for an encore? Break me leg?
Oh, it is funny, Mildred. I mean, as if anyone could mix you up with a submarine. Oh, dear.
What's the matter, too?
Well, Sir Gregory, I thought, but he must have thought that... Nothing was.
Oh, good. Right, well, come through into the inner office, will you, Mildred? I have some dictation.
Right,
sir. Oh, yeah. Sir Gregory couldn't have thought. Could he? No, I'm sure he didn't. He couldn't possibly.
Them. About this damaged submarine at the bottom of Cardigan Bay with Lennox Brown trapped inside it.
Oh.
I've informed the Prime Minister, and the entire Home Fleet is standing by.
Well, he's my...
Steady, lad, steady. I know he's your friend. But stiff upper lip and all that.
I forgot my notebook. Oh, Sir Gregory.
Ah, Miss Murfin, we must all be brave little soldiers.
Do what?
When I think of poor Lennox Brown, Frederick, if I may call him that.
Well, you can if you like, sir, but his name's Derek.
Quite a tragic business. He can't have much air left by now.
Well, he hasn't really, but he brushes it forward to cover the...
Sir Gregory, I think I must explain. There's been a terrible... I don't know how to put it...
Just a moment, Lamb. Hello, Pitkin here.
Sir Gregory Pitkin, Evening Globe here, sir, about this submarine.
Ah, the press. You've got onto it, have you?
Now, I understand you've initiated a massive rescue operation.
Yes. Well, Humphrey Lennox Brown was more than an employee. He was a personal friend. And make sure you spell the name right, won't you? P-I-T-K-I-N.
Quite. I'm sure it'll be a great loss, sir. Is there a photograph available?
Of course. A shot of me in the garden. All right?
Yes, but can you give me some more details about Lennox Brown, I mean?
Oh, a dedicated civil servant. A man who was always there when you wanted him.
Mildred, how much longer are you going to be... Oh, Sir Gregory?
Good afternoon, Lennox Brown. Afternoon. Yes, a grand fellow, but he's here himself, so he can tell you more of
Lennox Brown! Yes,
Sir Gregory?
What would there be... What's the meaning of this? Why the devil aren't you 50 fathoms under the sea, suffocating?
I can explain it all. It's like this. Mildred was getting fat, you see, so I went for some exercises. My black eye made Mr. Lennox Brown go down to the sick bay. Mildred thought she was a submarine. But it turned out she wasn't.
I see. Why didn't you say so before?
Look, will someone please tell me what's happened?
Yes, I'll tell you, Lennox Brown. I have instituted a massive air-sea rescue operation. If they don't find a half-drowned civil servant, I shall look a fool.
Oh.
And I am not going to look a fool, Lennox Brown. Understand?
And here is the news read by John Curl. The massive air-sea rescue operation in the Cardigan Bay area was called off late this afternoon when a half-drowned civil servant was hauled out of the Thames near Westminster Bridge. The man, Derek Lennox Brown, was discovered by a colleague, Mr. Richard Lamb, who happened to be rowing past the spot at the time. Our correspondent, Forth Robinson, was by the river when the incident occurred, studying birds of old London. He managed to get this interview with the two men almost immediately after the rescue.
Mr. Lamb, have you any idea how your colleague managed to go down in Cardigan Bay and come up several hundred miles away in the middle of London?
Freak currents, you know.
I see.
Yeah, there's a lot of it about.
Mr. Lennox Brown, wouldn't you say it was quite a coincidence that Mr. Lamb happened to be rowing past just as you surfaced?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
I say, one, don't trip on his suede shoes. It's very rude. Those tartan shoes are hard to come by.
Then what puzzles me is the fact that this huge rescue operation, as you've probably gathered, was unable to locate the submarine.
Ah, well, it was under some seaweed, you know. Yeah. They're not very big, these submarines.
Oh, that's amazing.
Well, not when you know how much seaweed there is. I mean, nothing could move that amount of seaweed and see what's underneath. Oh my word, though.
I bet we could, one. Oh. They've got new gadgets now. They could start tomorrow.
Sure. Just shut it, will you? Hmm? The first aid box, I mean.
Well, you certainly owe your colleague a great deal, Mr. Lennox Brown.
Oh, I do. I do, yes, I do, I do. Yes, but I shall repay it. Oh, don't you worry.
But in the meantime, could I offer you a sip from this flask of hot porridge?
Well, Mr. Lamb, I'm amazed you got away with it.
Ah, fortunately, we had an independent witness to the rescue, Sir Gregory. He was standing on the bank with a boat hook.
A boat hook? Oh, in case Mr. Lennox Brown didn't manage to scramble out.
No, in case he changed his mind about scrambling in.
Here, Mr. Lamb, how did you get that black eye?
Boxing with Mr. Lightfoot.
No, not that one, the other one.
Morning, Mildred.
Oh, morning, sir.
Morning, too. No hard feelings, eh? How's the eye?
I'd rather not discuss it.
No. Oh, well. Now what's on today, then? Did you finally send that list of exercises to the submarine, Mildred?
Yes, sir. First thing this morning. Here's the copy.
Now let me see. Mildred. You sent these instructions for the submarine exercise?
Yes, sir.
Bend in the middle and spring back. Jump up and down on the spot. Turn double somersault and finish in upside down position.
Holy Lord.
Oh. You might have checked this too, you know. I mean, you know what'll happen if they carry out this set of exercises.
Yes, ma'am. We'll have the slimmest submarine in the British Navy. Oh.
Exercised in mind as the men from the ministry were Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler. Also featured were Norma Ronald, Ronald Baddeley, John Graham, David Netheim, and Carol Marsh. The program was written by Johnny Mortimer, Brian Cook, and Edward Taylor, and produced by Edward Taylor.